Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this series about our journey with the Quran. This journey is going to last for, inshallah, the whole month of Ramadan. So every day we are going to stop at some of the beautiful ayat of the Quran, especially in the juz that would be recited this particular night in the Taraweeh in Ramadan. This is not by default a tafsir of the Quran, is just some comments, some reminders, some observations about some of the ayat. So we're going to stop at some of the significant ayat, and all of the ayat of the Quran, of course, are significant. We're going to stop to ponder upon some of the deep meanings of some of these ayat. The scholars of Quran, by the way, when they look at the Quran in general, which is a book of life, it's not just a book of to be recited or to be memorized. It's a book of life. It shapes our way of understanding the life and living that life. So these scholars, when they talk about the Quran in general and the main themes in the Quran, they mention that the Quran can be divided into some major themes. One of them would be the dogma or the creed, al-aqidah or al-aqaid. And another one would be the rituals, al-ibadat, how to perform our rituals to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and deserve His mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala, entitling us to paradise bi-idhnillah. The third one is interactions or transactions that take place among the human beings. So between the Muslims themselves and between the Muslims and the non-Muslims, different types of interactions. And then the fourth one is the manners and the morals or al-akhlaq. In a different way, another classification of the main themes of the Quran, and this is my personal understanding, the way I personally see it. Quran can also, we can look at the main themes in the Quran as probably four main themes. The first one is telling us about who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His mercy and His kindness, introduced His great self subhanahu wa ta'ala to us, so that we would recognize, why do we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone worthy of being worshipped, and not any of the idols and not any of the partners that people associate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So in this domain, we're going to find beautiful ayat, like ayat al-Kursi, for example, Allahu Nur, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum, or the ayah that's called ayat al-Nur, Allahu Nur al-samawati wal-ard, and different other ayat that talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the unique, infinite, complete and perfect powers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this would be our means to recognize who is our creator and why does He subhanahu wa ta'ala deserve our love, our devotion and our allegiance. The second main theme in the Quran is telling us about a very old battle. The battle that's an eternal battle that started with the creation of humankind on this earth, Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, or even before he was descended to earth, with the creation of Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And that is an eternal battle that's going to continue as long as life continues on this earth. It's the battle between truth and falsehood, al-haq wal-batil. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the very beginning of this battle, when the shaytan refused to prostrate to Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, based on the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Later on, we're going to talk about the false logic of the shaytan and how some people, unfortunately today, are mimicking that same false logic of the shaytan. So that's the second main theme of the Quran, telling us about this eternal battle between the truth and the falsehood. And in this theme, we're going to find the different phases or the different battles of this big war, continuous war, eternal war. So we're going to find the stories of the different prophets and messengers, ala nabina wa alayhimu salatu wasalam, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them with the truth to their people, how some of the people followed the truth and the guidance from their prophets, and many or most of the people rejected that truth, and they deserved the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third main theme of the Quran is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again with His mercy and His kindness subhanahu wa ta'ala, gave us the results of that battle. Not only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about the events of these continuous battles forming that eternal war, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also told us about the end of this battle and the results of these battles or this war in the form of the hereafter, the accountability, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for His pious servants, obedient servants, which is His mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala and paradise, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the rebellious ones, the ones who rejected to follow the guidance that the prophets and messengers came with, and they selected to follow the path of falsehood rather than following the path of the truth. So again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us the peace of mind to know exactly what would be the end result if we select to follow the path of righteousness and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a warning about what would happen if someone selects to follow the other path. So that would be the third theme of the Quran, talking about Al-Jannah wa-Nar, the paradise and the hellfire, and the enjoyment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for His obedient servants in paradise, and the punishment that He subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for those who selected not to follow the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the fourth and the last theme of the Quran is, what kind of provision should the believers take on that journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What should they do and what should they abstain from? So the do's and the don'ts, which is the part that deals with the legislation or the regulations or the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And usually we're going to find these commandments coming in two major forms. The first form is addressed to all of mankind, all of the creation, Ya ayyuha an-nas. And another one addressed particularly to those among mankind who selected voluntarily to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this particular specific group Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses with a very beautiful address, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. So whenever we hear Ya ayyuha an-nas, or whenever we hear Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, let's listen carefully, because this is a commandment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an instruction, a piece of guidance on that path leading to, bi-idhnillah, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What should we do and what should we abstain from or stop from doing? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a summary of that in the beautiful ayah, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى, which means take your provision, and the best provision is mindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, observing the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the proper way that He subhanahu wa ta'ala should be feared. So these are the four major themes in the Quran. So I'm inviting my brothers and sisters, whenever we are reading the Quran, let's ponder upon the ayat and think about them. Where does this ayah fall? Is this an ayah that's talking about the majesty and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we would contemplate it and we would fill our minds and our hearts and our senses with awe and love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, for example, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, that in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the variation of and the alternation of the night and the day, there are signs to those who are mindful, those who think, those who ponder, those who do not just pass by these signs without paying attention to them, those that have been criticized by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ayah, وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا غَافِلُونَ وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ, that there are so many ayat, so many signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in the creation around us, in the heavens and the earth, and indeed even in our own selves, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. So we're going to show them our signs in the horizons, wherever they look, they're going to see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if they are short-sighted, they cannot see that far, They don't have to look too far. Just look into your own self. Look at my own self. I should look at my own self and see all the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the perfection of His creation subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is an invitation for us whenever we pass by an ayah that's talking about the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to recognize that He subhanahu wa ta'ala is worthy of being worshipped. And then when we pass by another ayah that's talking about the story of a prophet or a messenger and how that story keeps repeating itself in different cycles, as we find, for example, in Surah Al-Shu'ara, one of the very beautiful surah of the Qur'an, and all of the surah of the Qur'an are beautiful, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us these cycles one after another, these waves one after another of the different prophets and messengers ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, who have been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with guidance, and how the story starts with kadhabat. So the people of this prophet or messenger denied him. They did not believe in him. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us some of the details. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us to the end of the story. What was the end punishment for that group who selected not to obey their prophet and messenger? So when we pass by these ayat, we should remember that shaitan is working relentlessly to fulfill his promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the promise that he made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he's going to try to misguide as many people as possible. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to that nasty challenge by saying subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ عِبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا مَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ. You do not really have any control over my servants, those who select to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You do not have any control over them, except for those who select to follow you on the stray path, not the straight path. Instead of following the straight path leading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have gone astray to follow the shaitan and the leaders of misguidance. So whenever we pass by some of these ayat, let's remember, where is our allegiance? Where do we select to align ourselves? Do we select to align ourselves among the party of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who have been described by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the victorious ones? أَلَا إِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. Or do we select, or do some people select to follow the other party, the party of the shaitan, which eventually is going to taste the loss and the punishment for disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then whenever we pass by an ayah that is reminding us of our future, our eternal future, bi-idhnillah, in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in His paradise, let's think about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for us. And let's feel that whatever sacrifices we do in this life are nothing compared to the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give us on the Day of Judgment. Anyone who studied math would know that anything compared to infinity is equal to zero. So however long we live, 60, 70, 80, 100 years, compared to eternity, that is nothing. That's just a fraction of a second, or even less than that, as the non-believers are going to recognize on the Day of Judgment when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks them, قَالَ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ عَدَدَ سِنِينَ. For how long have you lived on this earth? قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ. Oh, we have lived for just a day or even a fraction of a day. Ask those who have been counting. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would tell them indeed that you have lived for a very short period on the earth, and now you are paying the price of what you have sent forward. If you sent forward good deeds with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His kindness and generosity, you're going to be rewarded with paradise. If it is the other way, you will pay dearly for your rebellion against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whenever we pass by an ayah of Al-Jannah or An-Nar, again, let's pay attention to that and prepare ourselves to be entitled or to be recipients of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which with the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entitles us to paradise. And finally, when, as I said at the beginning, when we hear Ya ayyuhan nas or Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, let us recognize that this is a call, direct call from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to each and every one of us, individually and collectively as a group. So whenever we hear that address from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, How are we going to respond to that? Are we going to respond to it with attention, listening carefully to what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us to do and following that guidance? Or are we going to turn a blind eye and a deaf ear and turn our backs to this advice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us enjoy the journey with the Quran along the 30 nights of Ramadan. And inshallah, I hope that by the end of Ramadan, we have gained at least a deeper understanding of the ayat. I'm reminding one more time, this is not a tafsir of the Quran. These are just thoughts and comments for each and every one of us. And I hope that everyone would have some time to dedicate in the month of Ramadan as we read the Quran or as we try to memorize some of the ayat of the Quran, to also complement that with the understanding of the Quran. And not only that, don't stop there, but with the implementation of the Quran in our own lives. Inshallah, in this series that we're going to call A Few Minutes with the Quran, or 15 minutes every day for 30 nights, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our siyam and our qiyam and our recitation of the Quran and our pondering on the ayat of the Quran. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that on the Day of Judgment, we find that in our scale of good deeds. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.